Shalom, chaverim.
Hello, friends. Today, we are exactly 2 months before the Congress in Moldova. And we wanted to share what's happening, what's going on, and also raise a few problems and there's already a skeleton of the Congress that we want to discuss, or at least to see the direction. So first of all, like that, who's organizing the Congress? Of course, there's the Moldova group that organizes everything that's happening on the location, accommodation, transportation, all that. We're helping this group is helping them. The one who organizes the Congress with me is Marin from Kishinev and Pavlov from Odessa. The content is prepared by an international team headed by Vlad from Kiev. Responsible for marketing is Misha from Tbilisi. And his team includes all the friends from all around the Russian-speaking countries. Production is Ruslan Lemberg from Belarus. And he's helped by Daniel from Baltia and all the Russian team. Why am I sharing this? Because you'll see that the Congress is made by the World Clique. Let's say responsible for our website is a girl named Nastya from Peter. For registration, we have two women who are doing it from Kiev and Moldova. All the technology is organized by a great big team from Moscow, headed by Tolik Kozlov. Manpower and duties is the friends from Odessa and Kiev. So you can see that the whole Congress is really organized by the World CLI and wide teams, and if anyone who wants to join, there'll be a HR form on the website. So about the website. In Russian, all the information is already there about the Congress, accommodation, registration. We have clips by Rav. There was even a page about the trip after the Congress. In the coming days, we'll have a page about buses, bus rides from Kiev, Odessa, Moscow, and Peter. The schedule is already prepared, and the day after tomorrow, it will be on the website. So this is the general information. Also, on the website itself, there's a page of questions and answers. All the questions and answers people are asking. There's also an explanation. And also there's an email address and a phone number you can use to ask questions. Now, registration. So, as of right now, we have 440 friends registered, which I think is not... It's not a small number because we're just 2 months before the Congress. About 125 from Russia, 125 from Ukraine, 25 from Moldova, 95 from Israel, and all the rest from other countries. There's practically from every country there's a representative. I saw people from South America, Africa, Europe, Kazakhstan. Many friends are coming. That's it, about Israelis. There's another 20, 30 seats. I guess if we'll have too many people, we'll close it, but you can still register. Also, the tickets, the prices are down. It's not limited, but if we're going to be above 1,000 people, we'll begin to restrict it a little bit. Right now, we're 2 months ahead, before the Congress, and 440 people are registered. I think it's a good pace, although we haven't really advertised it among new people. There are 50 new friends who haven't been to the big Congress. Out of the 440 registered, about 50, I don't know if they're new, but they've never been to a big Congress or draft before that. So, in short, with respect to Israelis, you can still register, and the ticket prices are down. You can buy tickets through Yash for 650 shekels, and even cheaper tickets through Moldova and Ukraine. You can turn to Shlomi Chabani. He will give you that information. That's the general information, and I want to raise a problem I discovered. We have a fund called Help Chaver. Many friends are donating money. They have the means to help, but I found out that practically no one is turning to it and doesn't want to turn to it. Why don't they want to turn to it? Because they get a loan and they have nowhere to pay it back. So they say, I can't turn to it because I don't want to owe the society. So it turns out it's like a cow that wants to feed and there's no one to give to. As of now, only 20 friends have turned to Help Chaver. It's one of the questions, and maybe not as a loan, maybe you can fund buses or something. The question is, what should a person do? On the one hand, there's no means, on the other hand, doesn't want to turn to the fund and owe the society.
First of all, I think we should discreetly locate these friends. They don't have to know about it. The friends we see that cannot come because of the money, and then we'll simply come to them. But you have to make sure that this is the situation, and then we're going to make sure that they're coming to the Congress. And this is like a gift we give them. 90%, 80%, doesn't matter how much, 80%, how much you're going to fund it. And that will be a gift, because Help Chaver is not a gift. Help Chaver is only a loan. So that this loan will include, be like a gift. That he'll know he's going to the Congress and it costs, I don't know, $500. So instead of that, it will cost him $300. Maybe even 200, 250. But to friends who are with us together, who really have a distress, and when we see that they can't go, and this is probably because of the economic state, so we should simply go over to them and put pressure on them to accept this as a gift. And that's it. And then they have to accept it. They have to accept it. It's not, there's no shame included here, or no calculation. That's it. They're accepting it. If the group is as one, we have to somehow come closer to such calculations. Yes.
There was a suggestion to fund a bus ride.
Funding a bus ride, that's okay, but still, you have in this bus, you have half of the people can pay, and they don't even feel that they're paying. So, this is a half of this amount. You threw it away, and it's not the right direction. That's why I don't know. So try to do it this way first. Still, you know, some people are really under a lot of pressure, and they live modestly, and they can't even come to the Congress, and still they are with us together. It's not just people, new people who came, etc. It's the our old friends that really need it, their support. More?
Vlad from Kiev has questions about the general direction of the content.
Vlad.
Hello again, dear friends. I'll explain how our department is working. Our goal is to serve the friends and allow the let the world participate in creating the content from the for the Congress, so it will be born out of connection. Just as we had Rav So right now the work started a bit more limited with myself, Ruslan Bitsoyev, and from Petah Tikva. We started a process where twice a week the World Kli gathered, and we asked general questions about the content. Now, out of the active people on the Arvut team, the content team expanded, and now we have representatives from all the future departments, which is gathering of friends, meals, and so on and so forth. We developed a certain schedule between us. This is part of what we discussed. It's already prepared. It's on the website. There are 8 lessons. 3 on Friday, 3 on Saturday, and 2 on Sunday. And now we've moved to the stage of developing the content of the Congress, and we wanted to discuss that with friends and later to discuss it with Rav. So according to how we developed the content, accordingly we will be able to develop the rest of the directions, the gathering of friends, meals, breaks, and so on and so forth. And in this meeting, where we had many friends present from the content team, we discussed the different possibilities for what could be in this Congress. And as Rav advised us in the first meetings, that this Congress has to be dedicated to the connection of the Russian-speaking Kli, something that's greatly lacking today. And we thought with the friends how to do it, how to realize Rav's advice. And we decided that in the last couple of months, we were talking about building the spiritual partsuf in the morning lessons. And we're talking about building the spiritual partsuf of the common Russian spiritual Kli. And we thought, how can we do it so that the Congress will be the stages of building this partsuf, so that by the end of the Congress, we can come out to this new state that Rav is leading us to. And the question is, with respect to those stages, how to build the Congress so that a friend will come to the Congress, go through steps A, B, C, and then all of us will acquire this Kli of the Russian Kli, the spiritual partsuf. We don't have an answer, and we would like now all the friends in Petah Tikva and everywhere else to think about it, and if Rav does not object, we wanted to do a workshop, a 5-minute workshop, so the tens could think of these steps, these stages. What should we go through in the Congress? Those will be the stages of building the spiritual partsuf in the Congress. If Rav does not object, we would like to take 5 minutes for it, so the friends in the ten will scrutinize it. What is that path? What are the steps for building the connected spiritual vessel we need to build in the Congress? And the suggestion is to have this workshop now for 5 minutes, and then the tens will share their vision with everyone, and then Rav will say what he thinks about it.
I don't object. Go ahead. Do it. I'm a viewer here.
Okay, in that case, friends, in the tens, in the groups, let's talk about 5 minutes. Our mission is to build a spiritual partsuf in the Congress. What kind of stages we have to go through in the Congress, meaning A, B, C, D, what are the points we have to go through before we can reach the goal? Okay, let's discuss it now in the tens. The first step is restriction. The first lesson has to be about restriction. Maybe even before the restriction, or to bring everyone into the atmosphere, is we have to start with an explanation about the system, the whole system. There are many things you have to do in the preparation for the Congress, to awaken a deficiency toward the Congress, awaken a deficiency towards that spiritual pratsuf, understand it better and come with a very a burning deficiency that, so that the Congress will be the realization. We have six rules, six steps of the articles of Rabash about the gathering of friends. I don't want to invent these by myself. Kabbalists already established those. We have the six rules that are also steps that we can use. And from Rav, we also have nine steps of integral education that we used to do. That is the nine steps a person goes through from the state we're in to the state of revelation of the Creator. So I would build lessons and workshops and everything that we have, all the events, according to these steps.
Maybe not something with respect to these steps themselves, rather... let's have it that all the way, all each and every step, the connection, the request of the Creator has to be part of the process. The Creator has to be in this process.
I have a feeling it is to arrange the head, that this action of connection between us in the Congress will come with a certain deficiency to work on arranging the Rosh, the head of the world Kli, towards the world, really, so we would all be in this inclination.
The first step is a 10. The importance of the 10, what's the Kli of the 10, later it's subjugation towards the 10, and a person doesn't exist on its own accord. There's only the force of the 10. From there, you continue to the revelation of the Creator until you reveal the complete revelation of the one Kli of Adam HaRishon.
A correct act, acting towards the friends, how to awaken envy.
Now, to work in the 10, now the chisaron is common, the greatness of the Creator is common, you have to share it. The disturbances are common. You have to help each other rise.
It's worked out a little bit of a bit messy. We need a stage where we talk about how to ascribe everything to the Creator from within the tent.
If we want to talk about it in a more organized way, I would have a lesson about the building of the Kli in the 10. I close this as a 10, then a lesson about Tzimtzum, restriction, working together on the restriction. Ibu, Tzimtzum. Then a lesson about building the common Masach, the screen, which is a lesson about what is the expression of the Rosh and the Guf in the 10, scrutinizing these things together.
Okay, friends, Gosha is asking to, that we begin to hear impressions from the friends. So let's share our impressions. Friends, please.
There's
a constant problem with the microphone from Kiev. We hear it kind of choppy.
So some of those what can groups. I do about it?
I don't know if they hear me, but we need to tell them to to arrange it, to fix it.
So tell them. It's your friends. Kiev, we can't hear you. Vlad.
Vlad. Не слышно. Говори подальше.
I can't hear you.
Говори.
Мы просим в мировом предложении то, что...
Basically, they're asking the friends from Petah Tikva and the World Clear will share the impressions that they reached in the tent.
Well, okay, talk. I'm not running things here. Where's Gosha? Gosha, what's wrong with you? You ran away. I'm through with this. I'm with my work.
Okay, raise your hands if you want to talk. In this Congress, we need to annul ourselves in the ten, understand that the Partsuf is the connection in the ten, connection between us, and ask for it. And to be in the ten as one man in one heart, and to realize the quality of bestowal in the ten.
Next, who wants to say?
Ken, what?
Okay, I want to say, because Gosha was sitting by our side and he said that there are many problems in the Russian groups regarding coming and connecting, and we learn in the preface that in order to build the Rosh, we have to give contentment to the Creator. So I was thinking, what does it mean to give contentment to the Creator? When Gosha is telling us this story, is that all of us here should think that all the people in Russia will be able to overcome all the disturbances and come to the Congress. And the connection will be great. And there is going to be many people will give contentment to the Creator, contentment to Rav. So, Gosha presented the problem for us, and now I'm passing it on to all the groups, and also here, the group in Petah Tikva. There's a problem in Russia. Let's think of these friends of ours, that they'll really be able to come to the Congress, rise above all the corporeal problems to really connect. That's it. That means, that's the meaning of giving contentment to the Creator. That's building the Rosh, and the Guf is something the Creator will give us. Lechaim.
United Virtual Group.
United Virtual Group. We also thought in the group, and these are the stages. A, the greatness of the goal. B, the friend is the doorway to spirituality. C, perception of reality in the ten. D, ascent and descent as spiritual breathing in the ten. E, prayer is the work instrument of the ten. F, annulment of self is the main thing. G, Ibu. H, Arvut in the ten. And I, the covenant of Arvut, signing it between us. Then birth in spirituality, then from the tent to the spiritual Parsuf, and gratitude of the Parsuf as a result of building a new reality.
Yes, in our tent, friends said that the Congress is a time of connection. It's not about learning new things, it's making the connection deeper. We also said that this is very exciting. It's been a long time since we had a Congress in a Russian-speaking countries. We're really expecting a special thing. There's new revelations every time in a Congress, and we've been expecting this for a few years. And of course, to strengthen all the Russian-speaking Kli, it's a great responsibility to come to that place, and it's our responsibility to make it happen.
Moscow? Ken, Moscow.
Мы хотели сказать об этапах. За первый этап, что в первую очередь мы что делаем?
We want to say that the first step. is first of all to pack the suitcases and go in joy and love to meet the friends. We're going to meet not only the Russian-speaking Kli, but friends from all over the world. The friends from Ukraine, from Baltic states. In short, the Russian-speaking Kli, including Israel, United States, Europe. And with this preparation, with this love for the friends, we're going through the first step. Hi, friends.
So we'll ask Rav, what are the steps a person should go through?
Friends, I think we need to start now. Each and every group must report how many friends are going to the Congress, how many friends are not, why some go, why some don't go. We owe it to one another. Don't think that if I live in some hellhole in Siberia or somewhere in the south of Russia, that it doesn't belong to me. It belongs to everyone. I owe to everyone. Otherwise, I have nothing to do if I'm not connected to the other, to everyone else. And not connected just to Rav and to writing, but to give a complete, full disclosure. We have to be connected. So I demand from each group, small group, from each individual that is in this area of Russian speakers. They could also be non-Russian speakers. The Congress is going to be translated from Russian, meaning I'm speaking in Russian during the Congress. But other than that, it will be translated to all languages. To Ukrainian and to Armenian and Georgian and anyone that will see that it's a must, that it's important, that people who will be there will not understand. We need to work on that. I'm also not certain that all those who come to Baltia, to the Baltic states, speak Russian. There are those who barely speak Russian. It's not good. They have to receive full translation to their mother tongue. It's not the Congress of Russian speakers. It's from that big Soviet Union that existed up until 30 years ago. From that general area is where people are coming from. That's one thing. Number two is I don't see that the big groups in the Russian area itself, I don't see that these groups are working to ensure that everyone will be there. They say that help Haver and has nothing to do and make sure that people come. Such people that we know that are with us consistently, we should make sure that they come to the Congress. There will not be any other Congress that's closer. It's not our fault, but the direction in which things are going is that opportunities like that are going to be more rare. It's possible that the next Congress is going to be in the Baltic area, which means the visa and everything, right? It's more expensive.
Lita? Some part you need it, some part you don't.
In short, you need to take care of that. I want to receive a report about each and every person from that area. If he's coming, and if he's not coming, why? That's it. It's a Congress of connection. So the difference between being in it and staying home and connected through the internet is not going to be the same. And you, the organizers, must take care. Gosha is taking care of the general framework of the Congress, but You need to make sure that this will be a true connection, important, spiritual, emotional, on all levels. This concern has to be shared by everyone. Everyone. These things depend on everyone. That's it. We have to make room for
Moscow.
Да, знаете, Раф, сейчас всеми силами мы стараемся.
Раф, we want to use all our force in the Russian-speaking area to make things cheaper. In Moscow, we developed a kind of we found the cheapest way to go. That's through Ukraine. And sadly, in this circumstance, security is very important for everyone. So the cheapest way to come to the Congress is about $200, no more than that. Now, we have a question.
We
have strong and big groups in Moscow and Peter. On the one hand, we have many, many friends. On the other hand, we see that in the preparation for the Congress, only 2 or 3% of the friends are taking part. And the rest, well, maybe they think that because it's in Moldova instead of the usual places, maybe they don't feel it as something which is close enough to them. How can we change things so that every friend in Russia will feel that the Congress is in Moldova is just as if it was in Moscow or Peter or Novosibirsk, so that it will become personal?
I don't know what to tell you. I feel myself obligated. That's why I agree. When I get there, do you think I get any pleasure from it? I have hard work from morning till evening. Also, with my throat, you know, lately I've been having problems with it. And in general, my whole body, it's not simple. It's more comfortable for me here, but I'm going. I'm traveling. So I can't understand why, in order to meet all of us and to truly bring about the correction of the soul and to give such an important push, people don't understand they have to do it once in a lifetime to pick themselves up from where they are and come. I don't understand. I simply can't understand. And those are men, they're not old, they're, you know, they're young or at least middle-aged. I have no answer for that. To such an extent that the Creator is confusing them, that they agree to stay where they are and miss out on this connection. This connection has to start in corporeality, has to be in this world. It cannot be virtual. The virtual connection also has to become realized. I don't get it. People who came to the Congress in Monterrey, in Mexico, how happy they were that they were able to make it. And there, the situation is much worse than any other place in the world. Then it was in North America. Also, more people came compared to the previous Congress. I don't understand why all those things, why all those groups have lost their value. Anyway, I have nothing to add. It's a waste of time to talk about it. You need to awaken everyone. I'm telling you, first of all, if they are in our framework, then we have a general list of who's with us. And we have to put a check mark against each and every person if he's coming. And if he's not, then we need to know why he's not making it. That's it. I think we need to relate to people like that, because our society, our organization is an organization, and anyone who wants to be a friend has to be a friend. It's not coming only when he feels like it. He also has obligations towards us. And then to report. And a friend, chaver, is the one who comes to connection, chibur. This is the most important point, and we haven't done it in several years in that area. I have nothing to say. We were able to have a congress in Georgia. Today we can't have it anymore. What's going to be next? We've had a congress in Almaty. Who knows if it's going to be possible or not? These things change. In short, we have to weigh it carefully. Let's hope everything's going to work out well. I hope people will understand, and I'm asking for a report from Moscow and from Kiev. What about the attendance of each and every person? Mushi, I hear something from you?